A reading from the first book of Samuel. The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again, for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The word of the Lord. And a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. As I reflected on today's readings, I saw a similarity between Samuel and Jesus. Samuel's response to the third call of the Lord, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," reveals a willingness to know and to do God's will. Our gospel account tells us that after Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, he healed many people in the village who gathered at the door that evening. He must have been tired, and yet, we are told, he rose before dawn and went off to a deserted place to pray. Jesus was already engaged in doing his Father's work, yet he is eager to make himself available to listen to God's message for him. Jesus must have desired and knew that he needed to communicate with his Father to be faithful in carrying out his Father's will. When the apostles find Jesus praying in that deserted place and tell him that everyone is looking for him, he responds with, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." What are we to learn from this account? Perhaps one of the lessons for us is to realize better the importance of spending time listening to our God, as Samuel learned to do, and as Jesus loved to do. I often tell God I want to do God's will, but I'm not always willing to go to a deserted place to find out what God's will is for me. I want to be an extension of God's love and mercy, but am I convinced that I can be transfigured only by communicating with God, by spending time with God, by being still so God can reveal himself to me, can convince me to trust that God can and will work in and through me. The idea of a telephone came to me in regard to this idea of prayer, communicating with God. The person making the call takes the initiative to contact the person. That person must choose to answer the call, to pick up the receiver, to say hello, letting the caller know that he or she is available and is listening for the message. We might say that God is calling us and waits for us to answer and make ourselves available to hear God's message. This is how we know God's will for us. God speaks to us in many ways and through many people. But there has to be some direct, intimate contact when God has our attention to reveal his love and his will for us. There need to be times when we go to a deserted place and say, "Speak, Lord, your servant, your beloved, is listening."